Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The number is 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever you want to discuss at 603-283-6160. The studio tonight is Ian,
Ariane,
and Conan.
So there's, of course, a lot of stuff in the news tonight. On the way, Conan has a story about the latest in bug eating.
Oh, yeah.
That's
where they want us.
New cooking.
This is
like cricket jelly or something,
do
right?
Do not eat dinner before this conversation begins. It's one thing. It's one thing eating chocolate-covered crickets or something. You know, dried, deep-fried crickets, but this is just taking it to the next level.
We're going to get into that. We'll find out what that is coming up here. The number for you, though, is 603-283-6160. There's a county in Los Angeles, or near Los Angeles, apparently, that wants to secede from California. Ari's got that story. And also, last night, I think I teased this one. We didn't get to it, so we're going to start with this one. But if you want to call in, feel free, 603-283-6160, and you can, as always, bring up anything you want. It's about energy in Europe. Now, maybe you've heard, but maybe you don't know. Russia is a big supplier of energy.
What?
To Europe, right?
What?
How does this work exactly?
There's a pipeline,
that sort of thing.
There's a pipeline,
okay.
And it's like, I don't know if it's natural gas or oil or whatever it is they send over there, but there's something, some sort of thing that Russia is sending there for energy in countries like Germany.
Germany's a big one. Turkey.
Yeah. Other European countries are
and China.
Fairly
let's not
reliant.
Forget, let's not forget there are buddies.
China's
China.
Not on the outs with Russia, so China's fine.
Or India.
Yeah, so India's fine. Europe, however, of course, has been backing the Ukrainian side of the whole Russian-Ukraine conflict.
All the while still purchasing their oil
from Russia.
From their supposed enemies, which is just, it boggles the mind that you would basically bite the hand that's feeding you.
But they are.
They are.
And so Putin has decided that maybe he's going to be cutting supply lines. And I don't know if he's decided. I have not paid close attention to how much he has cut or when that cut is expected to happen. Maybe it has already been cut.
Turkey's getting a reduction, if I'm understanding correctly.
Yeah, I don't think it's been cut off completely.
Well, if we've learned anything from the economic situation in the United States, it's that they don't actually have to cut anything. They just have to talk about cutting.
Mm-hmm.
And that causes people to freak out.
Well, before all this began, I think we were only getting 2% of our oil from Russia.
Okay.
Which begs to... Which you have to ask, why has our gas, why did it go up $2?
Well, it didn't have anything to do with Russia, right?
It was already going up.
Yeah, that was just supply and demand, and you know, just.
Well, leaped up after the supposed war with Ukraine began.
It did, but I mean, a lot of that was probably just fear mongering, right? Like, if I was in the oil business and suddenly there was a large war between Ukraine and Russia,
you're going to take advantage.
I don't know. I wouldn't view it as taking advantage, though. I would view it as increasing my prices so that I had a better chance of being able to resupply next month. Because okay. Who knows what prices are going to do?
I did find the news. I remember seeing something in the news in recent weeks about some sort of a cut, but you know, not remembering all the details. I do have that now. So according to Reuters, a report filed July 27th, Gazprom, which is basically, as I understand it, the Russian supplier of energy, in this case gas, has decided to cut and apparently has, not just announced that they're going to, but in the end of July, they reduced the capacity of Nord Stream 1 pipeline, the major delivery route to Europe for Russian gas, to a mere fifth of its total capacity.
Yeah, I've got a great idea. Let's throw some more sanctions at him and see what happens.
What the hell did Europe expect to happen?
Exactly. Well, this is part of the Build Back Better plan.
It's basically,
this is breaking down all their European economies and U.S. economies to build back better.
Basically, Putin's telling Europe, we're not going to kill you this wintertime, but it's going to be pretty cold.
It's going to suck. But I mean, yeah. but it's going to suck for us too. I mean, I don't know if you've gotten your electric bill yet.
No, I heard they're doubling the rates.
Doubling.
Yeah.
From 12 cents or to 10, 11 cents to 22 cents.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
If you thought an extra $2 a gallon or per gallon gas was rough.
Well, you have to double your electric bill at the end of the month.
Well, it's not completely doubling it. The cost.
The supply is different than the delivery.
I don't know exactly how that works. It is, no doubt.
It might go up by 25% or something like that. We'll see.
Heating oil is still viciously expensive, though. I had to buy some the other day.
It was still like four dollars and fifty cents
per gallon, something along those lines. I mean, they were like, oh, it just recently went down 40 cents. I'm thinking, oh, great. But no, it's inconsequential in the grand scheme of things. I mean, it's still basically $500 minimum for delivery.
So we had heard, I don't think we talked about it on the air, but I'd heard stories about Germany telling people to, like, some landlords telling people they have to start taking cold showers, like the government turning off heat or air conditioning or something in some buildings. And now, according to a report over at Reason.com,
third world countries also do not have hot water. Just want to point that out to the people of Germany and Spain and all of these other places in Europe.
Now, in the midst of one of the hottest summers in recent memory, Spain has now banned air conditioners that are set below 80 degrees Fahrenheit in public spaces, including offices, transportation hubs, shops, bars, and restaurants. Similar mandates are trickling out across Europe as part of a voluntary agreement between countries in the European Union to reduce dependency on energy imports from Russia and mitigate the chance of shortages this winter.
That probably means manufacturers are going to have to, prevent their units from going down below that low?
No, I don't know if they're
going to
go that far with this. I think it's just, hey.
I think in the long run.
Yeah.
I think they're just going to require people to snitch. Basically, I mean,
and that's the question. How is this going to be enforced? Yeah. How's Big Daddy government going to find out that Espanol over there is running 75 degrees?
Yeah.
I mean, it's also important to keep in mind that 80 degrees isn't necessarily intolerable depending on where you're at, depending on the shade around, and depending on the humidity.
I mean, if it's 95 degrees out, then 80 is going to feel pretty
really
decent.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, 80 degrees and 70% humidity is going to be very different from 80 degrees and 20% humidity.
Yep, that's true.
So, I mean, what's the humidity in some of these places in Spain that we're talking about?
I think we don't know.
We're not weather people, but 80 degrees might. What I was trying to get at is 80 degrees is generally miserable.
Having to mandate that people live this way is the problem, but I mean, it's definitely doable. I didn't even.
Then cool off some bud juice.
I didn't even install my ACs this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is how Conan lives every year. I mean,
it was up to 95, and it was rough.
I've installed mine, but I've not used them nearly as much this year as I did last year. Last year was significantly hotter. Like, this year already in August at nighttime, you're totally fine to just raise up the windows.
Oh, it's done. Summer's over. It's already cooling down, and
we're seeing leaves coming down.
I was actually snuggled up in my blanket last night. It was that cold. Of course, I had the window wide open, too, but it's obviously getting cold again.
So Reason says these mandates will have little, if any, impact on detaching from Russia or preventing shortages. Instead, they serve as cover for energy policy blunders that long ago transferred massive geopolitical leverage to Russia and inflated electricity costs. AC restrictions are a horrible idea for many reasons, but they make even less sense in Europe's tourism capital in the month of August.
I mean, won't old people die as a result
of
this?
That's what happens. Tends to happen. Now, they aren't saying it's in private spaces, so they're saying the restrictions only apply to quote-unquote public spaces. So
where there can be a snitch, essentially.
Well, yeah, certainly it's much more likely somebody's going to snitch on
them. I mean, no one's snitching on their grandma for having their AC at 74 or whatever.
Well, you know, if I was the landlord, I would love this.
Yeah.
This would be right up my alley. Oh, I can...
You make more money.
I can spend less on electricity, and that's more for me in the long run.
Well, how common is that for electricity to be included in one's rent?
In some apartments, I think it's included. If they don't have like a separate meter or something like that.
But what if it's a grocery store or an apartment, or not apartment building, but you know, a workspace, and you are leasing out the property?
I'm just trying to imagine shopping in an 80-degree grocery store. It just sounds absolutely aggressive.
You might as well just start punching windows in the side of the grocery store and open it, keeping the doors wide open.
Or go at night. I mean, it's cooler at night anyway. This is all the more reason for people to sleep during the day and be night owls, right? Like I've been doing my entire life, just sleep during the day when it's 150 degrees or whatever. And then when you're awake at night, it's like a cool 60.
Also, you know, as they say here, it's going to have very little impact on actually preventing shortages. I mean, how would doing anything right now make any difference to what happens this winter?
I think it's just prepping people for the winter.
Yeah.
They want you to feel it right now, restrictions, yeah. And because the big bad restrictions are coming this winter.
The number here is 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, and you can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Ready to start learning about cryptocurrency? You can go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. You've got some introductory videos there that you can enjoy, as many of them as you like. Dig as deep as you want, or just scratch the surface. At least learn some of the basics before you get into the world of crypto and get your first Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or a fraction of them, because you can get fractions of cryptocurrency, which is very, very handy for doing things like dollar cost averaging. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and do that. Start learning about stuff. And then also, if you want to get the latest news headlines, you can do that over at news.bitcoin.com, the latest news in the world of crypto. That's news.bitcoin.com. We're talking about the energy situation in Europe and also affecting, you know, the United States to a lesser extent.
Oh, yeah, coming to a country near you.
Here, we're just dealing, I think, mostly with inflation pricing, right? So, like, you know, the government is printing out more currency, and so therefore prices go up on everything. I don't know if there's any other factors involved. Maybe there are, and I'm just not thinking of them, because you mentioned, Conan, that the energy supply price is going to double
this
here in New Hampshire.
And a lot of other states, too.
Did you get your bill yet?
It's coming in a couple days.
Okay.
Well, the solution is already here. Nuclear energy is already here. It's already viable.
But it's restricted. The government regulates that.
Well, thanks
highly.
To the government, yes. Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't, but it does.
Right.
I mean, plus you got all the leftists out there who are just terrified of nuclear energy. As soon as you mention, they start bringing out, well, no, we just need more windmills or whatever. Because, you know, everyone wants to die of windmill cancer, right?
Is that a thing?
No. Okay. Conan knows what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
That was Trump's.
But the radiation, but the windmill radiation does affect the birds, Aria.
They're just dropping out of
the sky because of the radiation.
Donald Trump gave some speech where he's talking about the dead birds around windmills, and it's like, if you love the environment, don't go up to windmill, because then you get windmill cancer and stuff. It's, I mean, it was just Donald Trump rambling that you'd expect.
Because
right?
I understand it's very expensive to actually put those windmills up
and to get rid of them when they're done.
Yeah, and so it's basically not even worth doing.
Just do nuclear.
And they just and if you live near one, you be prepared to go crazy.
Just because of what?
Because it'll
yeah.
I mean, the whole ground's shaking if you're close enough. These are
that's
some crazy pieces
of
equipment.
Huge.
And they're huge. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you drive, you see them at a distance, you're like, wow, that must be pretty large. But as you get closer and closer, you realize just how magnificent these things are.
And the shadows that they cause. If you've ever had a problem with a fluorescent bulb that's going out, mm-hmm. flickering.
Yeah.
These windmills create the same kind of strobe effect, and it could really mess with your head if you're not prepared. But
again, the solution's already here. If you're worried about, you know, energy dependence on Russia or China or whatever country, the solution's already here. It's nuclear.
Right, and there have been developments in the, despite the fact that the federal government has restricted the hell out of nuclear power, there still have been developments in the technology over the years.
Yeah, there's never been a nuclear meltdown in the United States, and the most recent one, which was in Japan, that was a catalog. A series of magnificent failures that should have all been prevented and would have probably been prevented if it wasn't for corruption.
Well, plus there's another form of nuclear, what is it, the material, I think it's thorium, mm-hmm. that does not it does not melt down. There is just, it's completely safe by comparison to using uranium, which is the way it used to be done.
And also, let's not forget advances in fission.
Did something with fission. I don't remember exactly what.
They just need to figure out a way to actually hold on to that energy once it's created.
So they've gotten
Instead
to the point
of blowing
where
a hole in the ground.
Yeah, start shooting it out into space.
You don't need a whole nuclear power plant. You can have like a little box, and you know,
I
have
can't.
That in a
I cannot wait till I can just go down to Lowe's and buy a $500 nuclear unit that I can just install in the basement.
That's the future I want, man. Let me just have my own nuclear power plant in my basement that furnishes all the electricity in my house.
The whole neighborhood. I mean, from a as I understand it, a relatively small footprint.
I'll do that for a fee.
Device. Yeah,
but for me, the point is energy independence.
Right.
But they don't want that.
No, they don't.
Until
they want me to turn my AC up to 90
degrees. Until they can figure out another means to control us. Energy is never going to be free until they can figure out some other shackles to keep us down.
Well, what about solar? Isn't solar already making pretty substantial? And I realize it's never going to be a 100% sufficient.
If there's a subsidy attached to it, yeah, sure. If you want to buy one plain out, no, it's not. That's, you know, it's not happening.
Like, I'm okay if you want to use subsidies to milk the government dry. I mean, we've been over this sort of thing repeatedly on the air, and I'm not a big fan of taking handouts from the government or whatever, but if you're using it to become independent of government and the infrastructure that they created, then I'm okay with someone getting a subsidy to install solar.
Jesus the Cynic says, 3 Mile Island was here in the U.S. Y'all are too young
right.
to remember that.
It was. Yeah, he's right. That one has slipped my mind.
But again, the technology has advanced since that time, and yet the U.S. government will not allow any. As I understand it, the rule is they just won't allow new nuclears.
And we're broke.
Just like they won't allow
electric
cars.
Everyone's broke. Do we even have the money to start up brand spanking new?
They throw millions of dollars into stupid government buildings all over the place. So, I mean, there's certainly plenty of money around.
Did we talk last
this,
night?
Yeah, right now, today. But, I mean, these projects, if we were to convince our lawmakers to give us the go-ahead, give our states the go-ahead, this wouldn't even start for the next couple of years.
Yeah, well, but we don't need them. I mean, look, private companies will put the money in if it were actually free.
Elon Musk?
I don't know who would do it, but
well, someone who actually cares about the free market.
Has he ever spoken out about nuclear?
I have no idea.
If he hasn't, because he's part of the plot.
Probably true.
Oh, absolutely.
But I'm just saying, if New Hampshire, like, let's say when New Hampshire secedes and we can have nuclear power, because then we wouldn't be under the U.S. government's restrictions anymore. I'm presuming that the liberals would have already left by that time, so they wouldn't be enough to stop it from happening. And we may see all kinds of investment into that by people that want to make a profit. And you know, even if it's not putting a little device in your basement for total independence, even if it's just neighborhoods get their own nuclear generator, that's still much more decentralized than what we have today, and you're not going to deal with branches hitting power lines as much, right? Because that's one of the problems right now is people die in the wintertime in New Hampshire, not because of a blizzard, but because they lose power.
Fallout.
Yeah, because some sort of branch went down on a line, and it took them days to repair it.
Honestly, what's amazed me that now I've lived in New Hampshire for like 4.5, maybe 5 years, however long it's been, is that there aren't more power outages. I mean, like in the South, if it snows an inch or if it ices over even a little bit, there are widespread power outages. Where here in New Hampshire, snow doesn't necessarily mean you're going to lose power. I remember the great ice storm of 94, as they called it, back in Mississippi, where, I don't know, maybe like 6 inches of snow or something like that. The entire state was just deadlocked for a solid week with that electricity as a result.
They can't drive. They don't know what they're doing. There's no salt on the road.
Yeah, we're 6 inches crashing here in New Hampshire, we're like, all right, yeah, time to go to work.
Elon on nuclear. I think modern nuclear power plants are safe, contrary to what people may think, the Tesla and SpaceX CEO said. I really think it's possible to make very extremely safe nuclear.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about fission. You don't need fission. You don't need fusion, Musk said.
But now I got a reason. Now I have to find a reason to hate nuclear. So thanks, Conan, for digging up that Elon Musk quote.
He's just right about it.
What projects is he working on currently? What money is he milking from the government to start?
He's got Starlink now. He's doing a battery thing.
But he's not doing free energy projects.
Wasn't there an issue recently with Starlink? I may be misremembering something.
The number is 603-283-6160. The power prices, we're talking about the power prices here, possibly doubling soon. Guess what's happening in Germany as well? According to RT.com, their prices have now doubled. And it's going to get worse, possibly, as the wintertime approaches. This is Free Talk Live, the number 603-283-6160. You can join us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A hearing on the motion to unseal search warrant materials for the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago property will happen Thursday. The federal judge who oversaw the warrant to search his Palm Beach home scheduled the in-person event. The Justice Department is continuing to push back against the release of that affidavit, but Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner says the affidavit would make the basis for the warrant clearer.
The Department of Justice and the FBI had options. They didn't have to do the most intrusive, invasive execution to get these documents that are alleged to be highly classified by actually going into Mar-a-Lago.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden signed a nearly $800 billion tax and spend bill into law today. The president now spending time at his Delaware home, this after spending the last week on vacation. USA Radio News. First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID. A statement from her communications director noted a PCR test revealed a positive result after she had cold-like symptoms. She's, of course, double vaccinated and has received two booster shots. Just like her husband did when he had the virus, the First Lady is taking Paxlovid to treat her symptoms. A company once again says they'd like their employees to begin reporting to the office.
Tech giant Apple is trying again with the return to office program. Bloomberg is reporting that the company set a September 5th deadline for corporate employees to return to the office for at least 3 days a week. The company has delayed plans to return to the office several times due to COVID-19. Currently, it has a two-day-a-week in-office schedule for employees. Apple held an in-person meeting at its main campus in Cupertino, California back in June for a developers conference presentation. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Something that everybody can relate to.
Yep.
It's like food.
Food, gas, energy.
The prices of things around the world are going up. And, of course, that has to do with the fact that the governments of the world have been printing money. It's not just a U.S. thing. I was reading another story, and I'm sorry I can't give credit to who it was, but they were talking about the money printing that's been going on, not just in the United States, but also in Europe. Because they all, both the U.S. and the European governments, or the EU, turned on those printing presses during the whole COVID thing, and they just went crazy with trillions of dollars and trillions of euros worth of money printing.
I mean, when are people going to realize that the problem here, there's a common denominator here with all of these problems, with the Ukrainian-Russia crisis, the energy crisis, the supply shortages, the inflation, all of these things have a single common denominator as a problem. Government.
Yes.
Get rid of that.
Are you with me?
It's absolutely insane that we're like, well, what, everyone's going to starve this winter and they're not going to be able to... Well, why the hell not? How can it possibly be the year 2022 and you're talking about people starving and having to live in 80 degrees during the summer?
There's no excuse for it.
Are you, when you have these kids going into school, their first, even kindergarten, first grade, and the topic on the board of the day's... Today's topic is why we need government.
Yeah. I know, dude, but I grew up with that nonsense, and eventually I was like, wait a minute, none of this crap makes sense.
You're not everybody.
But yeah, didn't we have a lady call in and actually say she saw that?
Yes,
yeah,
last week. why we need government
right, in second grade.
And then, yeah, exactly. And
it may not have been that bad when I was in second grade, but I mean, it was working on getting there. But still, you only have to be. And I realize they don't teach critical thinking in school for a reason. It's because once a person becomes an adult, they'd be able to look around and go, wait a minute, all of these problems that we're talking about here, since I've been on Free Talk Live, the common denominator with all of them is government.
Yep, but people are brainwashed into believing in the idea of the state, and they just believe they need to put the right people in there, and then everything will work great.
No, because there are no right people.
No.
It's just different groups of sociopaths and psychopaths who are trying to either rule the world because they think they know what's best, and they're okay with breaking some eggs to make an omelet. That's the best case scenario, mm-hmm. is that we get a bunch of leaders who are more or less okay with wiping out, 10% of the population if it makes the other 90% better, which is horrifically immoral, but most people are okay with that because they just go, you got to break some eggs and make an omelet, right? Best case scenario.
Utilitarians.
In reality, most of these people that get elected are just control freaks who want to run the world and use it to exploit everyone and the infrastructure that they've created
and
for their own benefit.
And aggregate more power to
themselves. And let's not forget modern monetary theory. That a lot of these people subscribe to, which is they think they can just print as much money as they need for their daily use, yearly use, to their heart's content, and that it'll never go awry.
So the story about Spain restricting air conditioning right now, during one of the hottest summers in recent memory, no more than 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
Is it really? The hottest year on record.
It's a recent memory.
It's not here in New Hampshire for sure, but I mean, there's an entire ocean between us and Europe.
I didn't say on record. I said recent memory. Anyway, to do these restrictions, the rest of the story, which I'm not going to share with the exception of one paragraph here, is just all about how, they could do this or they could do that, and they need to patch up their diplomatic relations with Algeria, and then they could order more gas from them, etc.
How about the government just stop screwing things up?
But they point out here that Spain should also, you want to talk about screwing things up? Spain should also abandon its misguided nuclear energy phase-out. Currently runs 7 reactors that generated 22% of its electricity in the year 2020, but all 7 are scheduled to shut down by 2035.
What the hell? Why?
Because somebody said it was bad, right?
Doesn't France have like 20 reactors going all right?
France is known for being friendly to nuclear. Yeah.
So what we need to do is some of these countries need to look to see what they're doing and compare notes and maybe take a...
I want to make sure I'm clear. It's something like 20% of their energy was coming from nuclear, and they're like, guys, this is just too good.
Yep, we got to turn it off.
Things are going too well here.
Because it's killing the earth, Arya. It's killing the birds, and it's the people. And
their alternative is to pump in oil from Russia. I don't know the numbers, but I'm willing to bet. My gut tells me that nuclear is a safer and greener alternative than oil.
It's much safer.
I would assume so.
Especially with the newer technology. So, as we've seen in U.S. states like New York and California, when nuclear plants have prematurely closed, the result is more reliance on fossil fuel imports and higher electricity prices. Better start digging that coal out of the earth again.
Insane. This is absolutely insane. I'm ashamed to call myself a human being at this point. I mean, what the hell is wrong with you people?
Arya, stop. It's happening to us, too. It's going to be happening here in New Hampshire and a lot of other U.S. states.
They're trying to shut down the nuke reactor out in, I think, the seacoast, right? Or did they shut that down?
Well, they shut the one down right across the street in Brattleboro.
In Brattleboro, yep. They got
before we moved here.
What happened? There was a nuclear reactor in Brattleboro?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The hippies got that one shut down.
Okay,
thanks, Vermont.
But that's the hippies in Vermont, right?
But they were feeding power over here.
Well, why hasn't New Hampshire opened one in
because damn hippies are stopping this from happening. They go and they tie themselves to front doors and,
stuff. The hippies are the problems there because they're the ones going out saying nuclear energy is bad. They're the insane ones weaponizing the state and using it to promote whatever agenda they think
and
is best.
And making it literally so we have to ship coal from West Virginia up here to New Hampshire, as I understand it, in order to keep up with energy.
Is that where New Hampshire's energy is currently coming from, is coal from West Virginia?
I've heard a rumor that there's actual coal coming up here. I don't know if it's confirmed. Actually, it was from the guy that was up here visiting. More than a rumor, I guess, because there was this teacher, like a professor at a college in New Jersey, who came out to a couple of our meetups, and he was asking a bunch of questions about libertarians and civil disobedience, which we have some experience with up here. And apparently there are some people that are performing civil disobedience over in, I think it was Hooksett, where there's some train lines that come up, and they're blocking the tracks. because there's coal being brought up into New Hampshire. They're trying to block those trains from getting to wherever it is they're delivering that coal to. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure there's coal being burnt here in New Hampshire. So it's like, whoa.
It's like a bad idea to stand in front of a train, but whatever. Right,
so they want
to
stop the nuclear.
Activism?
They want to stop the nuclear. They want to stop the coal. It's like they don't want to have any energy at all.
No, they want us to eat bugs and have 80-degree air conditioners.
Yeah, and we're going to get to the bug-eating thing here in a little bit also, but I want to just share a couple other headlines related to the EU. According to RT.com, that's Russia Today, power prices across the EU have jumped to a fresh record high as of Tuesday, as natural gas costs climbed further on falling supply from Russia, according to the European Energy Exchange. And in a benchmark, day-ahead prices in Germany advanced $497 per megawatt hour from June's, or 490 euros, because they're pretty much on parity now, advancing up from June's average of 218 euros. So that's more than doubling since June. Remember, they cut the supply of the natural gas running in there to one-fifth of what it was before.
And Russia could cut it more extensively if they wanted to.
Sure, they could cut it off entirely. But here's the thing that's interesting about this. There was another story I was looking at saying that Russia has increased its, here it is. According to another RT story, Gazprom, which is the Russian energy supply company, which I think is state-owned, they have increased their supply to China. So they're not selling less natural gas.
That would be suicidal for any business. But, well, I mean, we saw American companies do exactly that, so never mind.
But here's what what's interesting is the Europeans are paying more now for less gas. So basically, they're pushing economics here, right? Like, lower supply, the demand is still the same. People still want to air condition their homes, and this winter they're going to want to heat them, and so on and so forth. So the demand is still there, but now the supply is one-fifth of what it was before, so the price is going to go up because every one of these European countries, some of them are even more reliant. Like Italy, I saw a story that they're 40% of their gas supply comes from Russia. So some of them need more than the others do, but they're all bidding up, right? Like, well, we want that supply. Well, no, we want it. Well, it's only one-fifth of what it was, so it can only go so far. So prices are going up there. Meanwhile, Russia's selling the same amount of fuel down in China, so they got even more revenue coming in. This is a big deal for them.
It makes me wonder why war and these sort of national conflicts even exist at this point, when nations are so interdependent on one another.
It's crazy.
You have to be suicidal to start one of these fights.
Yep. The number here is 603-283-6160, and now Russia can fund their war better because they got more revenue coming in.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey,
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the difficulties that many countries, especially in Europe, are going to be facing coming up this winter. Already, they're putting restrictions into place on how and how much energy can be used. Spain now saying that public venues like restaurants or bars or supermarkets, presumably.
Oh, God. I didn't even think about that reality of working in an air in a kitchen. The AC
can't be higher than or lower than 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
Kitchens get unbelievably hot.
Well, apparently the article I had about this from Reason.com said there already been 2,000 deaths this summer before the restrictions went into place in Spain because of the heat wave.
I believe it.
So, I mean, it's going to get worse.
I mean, the only jobs that I know for sure, bricklaying is supposed to be significantly worse. And, you know, the people who load cargo into trucks. Those are probably significantly worse than working in a kitchen. But in a kitchen, you are right there next to enormous amounts of heat-generating things. They're designed to generate heat.
Sure.
And you got to have that air conditioner well below 70 if you want it to have any effect at all.
So that's what's happening there. We're going to get into the whole bug situation, Conan. You've been following this pretty closely with the...
Not this particular article, but the whole thing.
But the
bugs in general.
The push that's happening out there.
Yeah,
from
it's
people.
Nonsense.
The
you know,
world
you can buy them on
problem.
Amazon. I ordered some recently. A mixed bag of like
for real?
Of dehydrated crickets. And
are you actually going to eat them?
No, I'm going to get my friends and coworkers too. They're going to know that they're bugs and stuff, right? But this is what I do. I provide them with gifts.
I have a bag of cricket flour that was given to me for Christmas.
I want the tarantula. I've been meaning to order the tarantula.
I want to get into an actual tarantula
that's been killed that you know you can eat.
I want to get into it in a moment here, but first we do have Penguin on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Penguin. Oh, stand by. I had you muted. I think yes. Go ahead, sir.
But hey guys, I hear some great topics talking about eating the bugs and the nuclear power, and this is very similar to nuclear power, but I want to address it because last segment, last night, you brought up, you were talking about homeless people and everything, you're talking about the situation and different causes of the problem and solutions and whatever, and I like to look at, I'm not going to necessarily look at the most like left-wing solution, but just the most humane, but also the most market-oriented solution. And I think the obvious solution to all housing problems, regardless of the fact that a lot of homeless people are obviously mentally ill and have a bunch of other problems, is just build more damn housing. And it's really that simple.
No, it's not the problem. They wouldn't live in your houses. Some of these people don't even want to live in your houses. Not if they have to register. They don't want their names out there.
I don't think that's why most people are homeless.
Go ahead, Penguin.
I'm not saying give it directly to the homeless, though. But actually, that's the thing. You don't have to build super low quality housing or low income housing. You don't have to ban the building of luxury housing. You don't have to intervene in the market at all. You build more housing, even if it's luxury and mid and Section 8, whatever you build. Just by increasing market supply, you will lower rents.
Yeah, I covered that last night. I mean, the fact is these cities that have the worst problems with the homeless are also cities that have incredible restrictions on building.
Yeah, there's no central agency here to just build more houses. You got to remember, like, something like 50% of the land west of the Mississippi River is owned by the federal government. All of that land should be available for any person who wants to go out and claim it and build a house on it if they want.
That'd be even better.
And it's not just regulations on housing. A lot of these cities that have homeless problems, they also have the best homeless benefits.
Sure.
They're honeypots. They're straight up honeypots. Yeah. If you were to remove these from the equation, you'd have homeless people spread out because you can't get rid of them. You're always going to have homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
But if they all want to congregate in one place, they're going to create a cesspool.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that's true. But you have a full spectrum of homeless, from the most, you know, just helpless kind of mentally destroyed person everywhere. People that are incidentally homeless and that, you know, might benefit from whatever programs or whatever out there. And, you know, and there's some places that have insanely tight housing markets. And the thing is, these states and these cities, and California is notably like the worst, have created this situation where just houses, it's insane. If you just, you know, read an article into a podcast, and libertarians done work, and they've gone through insane amounts in every city, in every locality, pretty much all throughout California, all these progressives to make sure nothing can be built because they don't want to enrich developers, or some of them are just, you know, rich folks that don't want new people moving into the area. And we've got progressives that want the government to handle everything. We can't let developers build anything, and so people suffer because of it.
I agree with the libertarian approach if we need to build more houses so we can make more money by charging the homeless people rent. That's just not a good selling point that's going to reach the bleeding hearts. I understand it's technically correct, right? But it's like walking up to a car crash where a bunch of kids flew through the windshield and said, well, thank God the government doesn't require people to wear seatbelts, right? It's not the time and place to make that argument.
The libertarian response to this is not to build more homes. It is to remove the regulations, and it's to open up zoning to allow people to live their lives the way they want.
But you're never going to sell that idea to people who aren't logical, and most people aren't logical when they approach these things. They want to hear, how are you going to make me feel better about the problem?
What's the homeless like in Houston, Texas? There's no zoning there, right?
That's right. I don't know.
I'm curious. I know Austin has a problem, but
quote, homeless person problem solved here in Keene. Well, not solved, but we had a solution going on here in Keene that you mentioned on the air.
Enforce private property rights. Kick them out.
The Hannaford's grocery market was owned by a leftist who was very open to allowing these people to have shacks and lean-tos and tents and stuff like that on his property, and the city of Keene came along and said, no, we can't have this.
That's the problem, is even if you get rid of zoning, which I support, get rid of that crap, they're still going to have building codes. And then, so, you know, even then, the homeless people can't build their own shelter. Then they got to have some hired professional government-connected construction company.
That's one of the regulations I'm talking about to get rid of.
Okay, not necessarily everyone wants to do that. Some people would be content with just, you
living
know,
in a tent.
A tent with maybe a lantern and maybe an electricity. And maybe,
or a van down by the river.
Look, I'm a libertarian. I can't promise any actual solutions that'll, you know, 100% solve the problem, and neither can anyone else.
Right.
But I do know that if you just remove the restrictions and allow the housing to supply to meet demand, however it does, through the magic of the market and people just doing their thing, minimal restrictions, minimal requirements and oversight, whatever you have to do to ensure it's not total chaos, I guess, okay, because you're running whatever, but if you make it as market-oriented as possible, then the prices will go down, and you'll remove these stupid restrictions on only allowing, if anything at all, only allowing single-family housing to be built. So we can start building apartments again. I mean, I'm not saying build huge commie blocks everywhere, because you're not intervening in the market to enforce that.
One example of what happened here in Keene, there's a privately run homeless shelter here. And there's the government has one as well. Yeah, it's called 100 Nights. We've talked about it on the air before, and it's got an interesting history. When they first opened, the government told them, well, you don't have the fire suppression system here. You can't open up.
Yep.
And they're like, well, it's getting cold. Well, the whole point of this thing is to open during the 100 coldest nights of the year so homeless people can come in and have a warm place to, you know, not freeze to death. And the guy who was putting this thing together back then, he's no longer involved, but the Don Primrose, I think was his name, he was like, we're just going to open anyway.
Yes.
So they just went ahead and they opened up anyway, and you know what? The city didn't do anything about it. They backed down on
that's
that one.
Good.
But what happened recently was they, and when I say recently, I mean like the last several years, they've been looking for a place to move to, because the place they're in is old. It's pretty decrepit. It's not in great condition. And they wanted more space, right? Because they want to have, you know, more, to offer more facilities and more things, you know, for services for homeless folks and all that.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, it's called 100 Nights because they're only open during the 100 coldest nights of New Hampshire. And you may not be aware of this, but they can get down to like negative 30 at night on occasion.
On occasion, ooh. Yeah. So they're looking for this new place to move to. They had a tough time. And even when they did find a place that was, you know, because they didn't want to build their own new structure because of all the restrictions, probably, right? So they had to find one that already exists, and of course there's only so many available and so on. So they found one finally in downtown Keene, and as I understand it, they had issues getting the permission from the city
again
to move into this place because somebody in the neighborhood didn't like it.
This has been ongoing for many years.
Yes.
Every building they want to move to is getting kicked back to them.
Yes.
This exact same happened to me. There's a property right across the street from me, and they wanted to put apartments there.
This was
a couple years back. The city didn't like it. Mm-hmm. Right? Their excuse was, well, it's not zoned for it, and we're not giving you the exception.
In this case, it was just neighbors who objected. They didn't want to live near where the homeless
people
were.
Typically, that's how it works. The constituents call these city councilors
the
up.
The very same people that want to, quote-unquote, help the homeless.
That's the root of all of this. Is that the homeless are so dehumanized in the United States that I can even just sit here and say the homeless and not even think twice about it. We're talking about homeless people here.
Thank you, Penguin, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Look, I agree with you, Aria, that it's you can't just come into this cold. You can't just do this from this cold, calculating
standpoint.
Even
if you're right. It sucks, but that's how it is.
You need to couch this in terms that are compassionate in order to bring people on board with it. But that said, all of these ideas need to be put forward. They need to be talked about. Because there's a lot of other reasons why zoning needs to get eliminated. It's not just to help the homeless.
It's a violation of my private property.
Yeah. There's more coming up here.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.